taking the clone of her lodger's length. MILF to Bimbo 14. MILF Erotica, Bimbofication, Erotica. Written by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Sally Beth. Taking the clone of her lodger's length. MILF to Bimbo 14. Mary Bulger was busy cleaning while her adult lodger Michael worked. Mary felt compelled to carry out certain duties for her much younger lodger, since she knew what 19-year-olds could be like. Michael liked his privacy, but Mary liked to keep herself involved. Today she was hoovering his room while he was out, and she was in desperate need of a socket that wasn't occupied by a PC or games console. She got to the floor and put her hands on the carpet, peering beneath his bed and spying a vacant socket underneath. On her way towards it, she noticed a shoebox, and for whatever reason, she felt compelled to look inside. Michael hadn't bought new sneakers in a while, and something about the box made Mary guess that it didn't have shoes in it. Against her better judgment, she grabbed the shoebox and placed it on his bed. After taking a breath, she lifted the lid, and what she found inside defied belief. Michael, for all Mary knew, was straight, and he had very recently begun talking about a girl that he'd met at the restaurant where he works. Mary looked down at the purple vibrator that sat in a bed of tissue paper, as though it was an open casket funeral for adult toys. The last thing she expected to find was a toy for women in Michael's room. She thought the shoebox might have held a collection of old photographs or adult magazines, or maybe even a fleshlight. She'd only heard about those recently and couldn't bring herself to research more online. You see, Mary Bulger wasn't used to the seedy underbelly that the internet was famous for. She preferred the church to the cinema, and quiet walks in the park beat contact sports any day of the week as far as she was concerned. For all her attempts to protect Michael from such naughty temptations, she wound up here, staring down on his vibrator that she guessed might be intended as a gift for his new girlfriend. Mary shook her head. She was about to place the lid back in the box and commence hoovering, but something in the 45-year-old's brain stopped her from doing so. The vibrator seemed to call to her, begging her to be the first to use it. She sat on the bed as a hot flush of excitement washed over her. She hadn't even begun exploring the idea yet, and already her body was responding with excitement. It was something Mary wasn't used to. She was usually so reserved and buttoned down. And now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?